The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back to UNT to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you guys. And if you're just logging on, we are stepping into Mind Matters right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. I have with me the lovely Miss Kelly McFarlane joining us again, who is a clinical organizational psychologist, president of the Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists. So welcome once again, Miss McFarlane. How are you?
Thank you. I am well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about how stress affects the body.
Yes.
Yeah? So tell us about some of the ways that that can happen and what are the signs that you are under stress that is on your body?
Right. So when we get stressed, our fight or flight autonomic system gets activated. Mm-hmm. And that means that chemicals like cortisol, adrenaline, etc., flood our system. Mm-hmm. And so once we're in fight, flight, or freeze, what happens is oftentimes your muscles get tense. Mm-hmm. Your breathing changes, your muscles, etc. So it's a beautiful process for the human body to be resilient against stress, mm-hmm. right? Now, stress is good. Stress is okay. It's a normal part of life. We're meant to be stressed, good stress, bad stress, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be chronic.
Please tell me an example of good stress, because Trini's right now wondering, what are you talking about? What is good stress?
So good stress
can't be good for you.
Good stress is something we call eustress. Eustress. And what that is, you know, if you're planning a vacation to London and you've always wanted to visit London, mm-hmm. so I have to put this in place, I have to make sure my luggage packed, mm-hmm. I have to book a train, you know, or you're in London and you're saying, okay, let me book this and that,
but that wouldn't be described as anxiety, you know. You want to be perfect about this plan, this trip.
No, you're not feeling anxious. It's just plenty. It's just a load.
Mm-hmm.
It's a load on your brain, on your mind. It's things to do. Mm-hmm. You're not anxious about it, but you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're not lulling off by the poolside as yet, mm-hmm. ignoring the world, but you have to get these things done. But it's good because it's taking you to something good,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to doom. Mm-hmm. Right? The stress that makes you feel like doomed, hopeless, etc. So how do we know when we are mm-hmm. Getting stressed? Well, you see it in your thoughts. So you might find that your mind is going blank, you're having trouble focusing, your thoughts are quite negative. You may see it in your behaviors. You feel you're sluggish. You're not interested in interacting with people the way you used to interact with them. You're grumpy, mm-hmm. irritable. You will feel it physically on your body. So you would feel the tension, because again, we're in fight or freeze, fight or flight, right? So you're feeling the tension, the headaches, the back pain, the belly pain, the nausea, mm-hmm. your immune system. If the stress is prolonged enough, your immune system starts to weaken a bit, so you find you're always getting sick,
right? Getting cold.
Yes.
Right.
And that's just to emphasize the connection between the mind and the body.
Yeah. Would you say that diseases as well pop up in the body if it is you're under stress?
100%. There's lots of research to back that or to demonstrate that. And again, it's because you're putting such a load on your body. In one instance, stress may lead us to poor health decisions. So we stress eat. We don't have time to cook, so we buy KFC every day.
Mm-hmm.
We drink because we think that will help us to relax, or we take some sort of drug, right?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, the stress, you go and buy Haagen-Dazs, buy the pint.
Yes, and you could buy it by the pint, you know, but leave it in the fridge and eat a little bit every month, right?
No.
Well, then that takes us to the next thing. Because of the wear and tear on your body, mm-hmm. and remember again, even blood sugar and blood pressure are elevated when you're under stress. So imagine, again, it's normal for your pressure and your sugar to spike and so on in a little bit of stress, but again, if that is prolonged, mm-hmm. you find diseases like diabetes and hypertension creeping in. They've also been other chronic disorders such as lupus and all these other sort of, what do you call them?
Autoimmune,
that's it, right? All these autoimmune conditions. So it's very important to mind your stress level. Just like I always say, it's important to mind your mental health because things that are looming under the surface, you know, sometimes it becomes too late and it's full blown, right? So
once you find yourself getting sick too often, or you find that your mind going blank, that's the bad stress. But if it is that you're stressing on, oh gosh, I have to go and collect the cake, I have to go and collect the party favors, I have to collect the plane tickets, I have to collect, you know, those, I have to pick up the children as well.
Yeah.
That's good stress.
If it's good, something you're happy about. So if I have to pick up the cake, but I don't really want to go to this stupid party and this cake costing me money, that's bad stress, right? But if it's, you know, oh, my baby's fifth birthday, oh, she's going to love this so much, let me go and get the cake, write down the to-do list. So you have all of those things to do, pile onto your already busy day, but you're so excited and, you know, your heart is full.
Yeah. Like for my daughter's 22nd, I had this huge cake to travel with, and there's bees because she loves bees, and I'm like, if I go into town, how am I going to get from, because I brought it here at work, and I had to take it home, and I didn't want anybody sitting down next to me, so I had to get a car that has nobody in the back seat, you know, but they still pick up people, and I was a little upset, but that was good stress. Because when she saw the cake, she was very happy.
Yes, yeah. And you felt very accomplished. I did this for my baby.
Yeah, well, she's not a baby anymore. Mommy.
She'll always be your baby.
True. So in how to deal with stress, are there any other tips that you can give? For example, are there ways to relieve the body of that stress?
It's extremely important to relieve your body of stress. Sometimes if it feels like, or it seems like sort of a dead end, the consequences of not doing the thing that's causing me stress is worse than the consequences currently in your mind of having the stress, for example, if it's financial or so, then it is important to monitor. So picture a thermometer, right? And your stress level is, the, you know, it's going up, and you don't want the alarm to go off, right? If you could at least a little bit every day, or let's say every 5 minutes or so in your day, or every 20 minutes, you take a little break, whatever works well for you, you could bring that down just a little bit. So that although it's up, it doesn't shoot up to a 10, right? If you could kind of keep it toggling between a 6 and a 7 for now, just so you give your body a little bit of resilience and opportunity to recover. So some of the ways that you can do that, first of all, you have to understand the importance of being aware. Right? Oftentimes, well, I don't have time to feel stress. I don't have time to, I can't stop, so what's the point, right? Okay, well, the point is that we want to stay as healthy as we can for as long as we can, right? But then at least recognize if this is something that's ongoing, you really have to figure out how do I keep myself alive and well. You can do deep breathing. So for each person, I don't like one size fits all. So for each person, what helps them would be different, right? Some people hate journaling. Some people hate meditating. Their minds are too busy. Some people love deep breathing. Some people love nature, and some people hate nature. You know, some people love animals and have pets. Right. Some people have resources, plants, like family. They could pay for massages, and some people can't. So for everyone, it varies. But some just sort of generic stuff, you know, have a work body. Wait, are we talking in the workplace? Okay, I reach in the workplace.
Well, I mean, it's different places. And we got like about six more minutes.
Right. So find a buddy, somebody you can talk to, learn how to do some nice diaphragmatic breathing. You know, have something that you do when you feel stressed that you enjoy, if it's Netflix or what. But just
exercise.
Oh gosh, exercise is extremely important. Not only that, if it's enjoyable, but it actually helps your body. Let's say with the hypertension and the sugar and all of these things, it releases some of the stress. So definitely exercise and rest.
I want to be mischievous and say, you know, you know, once you have a partner.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Your husband and your wife, and, you know.
Yes,
that can be enjoyable as
correct.
Well.
Correct.
relieve some stress.
There you go, and it's innate in us, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right? We evolve that way, and that's why we are all here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of it. Yeah. And quickly, for kids, for them to relieve stress, what would be some of the tips for them, for the younger ones?
Well, these days, it seems like every child I talk to, Roblox and these other games
I know, but the safety thing about those games, which is another topic altogether, mm-hmm. we could get into that. Exercise for them as well. Yeah. Getting them off of those devices mm-hmm. should be a mm-hmm. form of stress relief. Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't be bombarded with all of these things.
Yes, all of this information coming yeah. at them at once and so on. So I think every child is different. If your child likes to read, mm-hmm. that's great to get them some nice books so that they could relax, you know. Mm. Well, books that they like, whether it's fiction or whatever, you know. Mandala coloring books. And again, it depends on the age of the child, mm-hmm. you know. Carry them outside to ride or fly a kite. I mean, that's what I know, right?
But, yeah. Or probably take the family to go movie town and see
yes,
a movie.
Or at the zoo yeah. or just at the savannah and chill mm-hmm. out and eat some street food, you know.
Yeah, and the savannas have some good vendors there as yes. well. Yeah. I mean, sorry to cut you short. Yes. Well, actually, we could take two more minutes. Mm-hmm. In terms of understanding, well, I don't know how medication falls into this, mm-hmm. but are there meds that people take to relieve their stress?
More to relieve the symptoms. So there's not any medication specifically for stress. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't know for sure, but as far as I know, there's not any medication specifically for stress. But sometimes, let's say you are stressed and anxiety is high for a long time, mm-hmm. or your mood has declined significantly because of the stress, then you may get mood stabilizers or antidepressants and so on. But psychiatrists would be the best person
to ask.
Yeah.
But more straight to the point with us TNT nationals, go to the beach, get some sun, exercise, you know, and take time for yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aramis, thank you so much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
I know it was very short,
yes.
but we will do it again next week, Tuesday. Mind Matters, right here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.